Bali's known as the Festival of Light, although you could be forgiven for thinking it's the Festival of Sound. On the streets of Ahmedabad, firecrackers are going off even before it gets dark. They're just one way of marking this five-day holiday, which celebrates the triumph of light over darkness and of good over evil. Now, all week since we've been here, these dusty roadsides have been lined by sellers pulling wooden carts, just like this one, piled high with brightly coloured boxes of fireworks. To be honest, it's quite hard to tell just what they all do, except I'm sure most of them are firecrackers, going by what we've been hearing. But lots of the boxes have got men's and women's faces on them, which I think are Bollywood stars. Oh, and as soon as I bring my microphone out, seems I've got friends. Happy Diwali!
Happy Diwali!
Well, those kids were very excited about Diwali. This festival marks the end of the harvest and the start of the new business year. And as I walk down this main road, it's obvious that as well as the fireworks and puja, which are prayers, a family get-together is a key part of the Diwali celebrations. And the restaurants here all seem to be doing a roaring trade.
Happy Diwali, sir. For you too, Matt.
Hemant Gune is manager of Gorma restaurant right next to a busy crossroads. There are yellow and black tuk-tuks flying past the window constantly. Diwali is celebrated by both Hindus and Sikhs. Hemant is Hindu and explains his interpretation of the folklore behind Diwali.
In India, we believe in Ram, and Ram returns from the war. As the Ram returns, the king and the people, those who were in that kingdom, they used to celebrate as the Ram returns home. It's a festival of light. That's the reason, because the demons were killed and the kings were celebrating that thing.
And we see that, of course, in the bright lights that are all over the city. People decorate their homes, don't they, and then throw firecrackers.
Everybody was celebrating that. Everybody, even these days also, they keep their homes clean, neat, tidy. They color it with a very colorful way, and then they celebrate it with the crackers, with the new things to eat. Generally, they don't eat. They come down to the restaurants only to have. And that's what the thing is going on right now.
So where does the goddess Lakshmi fit into it? She's the goddess of wealth.
Yeah, they also believe, because the puja they do is of Lakshmi. That is what the Lakshmi Pujan, they say. For the money, gold and the silver, they do the puja for that.
And is it right that the lanterns lit outside people's homes is to show Lakshmi the way to their homes, and they'll often leave their doors open so she can enter?
Yes, yes. Here we believe that the Lakshmi doesn't stay at home, though. To make them happy, they do it.
Well, you have a very busy restaurant here, Hemant. Will you also be able to celebrate yourself with your own family later on?
See, for the hoteliers, it's a busy day. So when the hotelier gets married, he has to make clear the things to the wife that he'll be busy. This year, my wife and the son has gone on the trip somewhere away from the house, and I'm celebrating it in a restaurant.
And working very hard as well, but doing a great job.
We have to work hard, and that only we feel capable. No, we are doing it since last 30 years, so that's the way.
And what is the traditional food that people will eat for a Diwali celebration? Sweets are very traditional, aren't they? I've been handed
sweets,
very small, round sweets.
They're specially made of mawa. It's a milk-made product. And the many other things, like cashew, dry fruits, they do it in that way.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you. Happy Diwali to you.
Same to you, ma'am.
Now, just as I walk back onto the street, I'm having to step over a stunning floral pattern that's been created on the marble step here. It's a bit like a welcoming doormat, but if I bend down lower to it, it's made from really brightly coloured powders, and it's intricately done. The colours are so vibrant. There's orange, yellow, red, green and blue, and a lotus flower is depicted in the centre. The words Happy Diwali have been marked out, presumably with the trace of a finger through the powder. And this is Rangoli, another tradition of Diwali. It's dark now and the fireworks are in full swing, although not everyone's in favour. There was a very small protest march stopping the traffic here just the other day, with people holding placards that read, "Save the environment, no to Diwali fireworks." And it's a fair point, judging by the amount of gunpowder that's exploding into the night sky. But this is one tradition that shows no sign of fading away. Thank you.